Raptors are playing the New Jersey Nets tonight at ACC, and we'll have it for you tonight at 7 o'clock on the Fan 590. And, of course, patrolling the bench area will be the head coach, Jay Triano, who's our insider on Wednesday mornings. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, gentlemen.
Is this, after last night's 130-115 loss to the Indiana Pacers, well, everybody gets a mulligan once in a while. Do you look at it that way?
Well, we kind of have to. I think, you know, it's very disappointing. But, you know, we're a little bit short-staffed right now with the number of injuries that we have, and we just didn't have enough guys play with the same energy. And, you know, give Indiana credit. I mean, a team that we beat here a couple nights earlier, and they came up with a lot more fire than we did because they wanted to get a little bit of revenge. And, you know, we tried to get it going, and we had different guys come in and try to get the tempo to where we wanted it to, but we just didn't have the same grit and desire as they did.
Yeah, the winning's kind of ruined our thing about digging up dirt stories like the Europeans against the Americans and stuff like that you had a few months ago. So, I mean, let's just, did Jarrett Jack intentionally hurt Jose Calderon? How about that? Did he put his foot there on purpose?
No.
Okay, but more so, what about tonight in Calderon status and Turkoglu status?
Well, I don't believe Turkoglu's going to play tonight. He's still experiencing some headaches from the fracture to the orbital bone. I think Jose is going to be reevaluated, but geez, after watching it on replay, if I had to guess, I wouldn't think he's going to be available. So DeMar is about another game away. So, you know, it's, in a way, three starters, the three guys that play significant minutes that they're going to be out of the lineup. And this New Jersey team, you know, despite the fact that they only have four wins to this point on the season, they've been very close in the last four games. So it poses a little bit of a threat for us.
What was the early indication on Calderon? Did medical staff say it looks like a sprain? I know they'll have to look at it again, but that's basically...
Yeah, it's a sprain, and you know, I think you know, he was limping, you know, quite a bit as he left the floor. They evaluated him, but I think, you know, for a lot of times ankle sprains, it you know, flying home after the game and one night of rest and seeing what it looks like today is probably going to be the biggest indicator. If it swells up at all or if there's a lot of pain today, he'll probably have to go for some, you know, an MRI to make sure everything is clean. And then we'll just see, you know, whether he's able to move at 100%. And, you know, this league, if you have an injury and you're just slightly behind or, you know, slightly less gas than the opponent, then you get exposed. I mean, the difference between good and bad in this league is very, very small. And I think, you know, we're going to have to watch Jose and see where he is and how he reacts to treatment today.
Well, one challenge then would be the fatigue factor just in general, and you're playing with a depleted roster and back-to-back games. I know a guy like Bellinelli last night at 21 points, so he seemed to rise to the occasion. But what are going to be the challenges for guys that are used to playing certain minutes and maybe see their minutes doubled now, for argument's sake, because of the injuries?
Well, you know, those are the type of players that are going to have to step up. And you know, you mentioned Marco, and Marco's been very good coming off the bench for us and giving us energy. And I think that has been the strength of our team, is that, you know, teams go to their bench and we go to ours. And that's where we've been able to, you know, be very strong over the last month and a half. But now we're starting, you know, Sonny Weems, and we're starting Marco Bellinelli, and those guys, you know, it leaves our bench a little bit depleted. Now, would you take Jose out of that lineup? But, you know, we're really asking for Amir and Antoine to give us any kind of lift off the bench. And, you know, just last night, you know, six field goals total from our bench players, and that's because a couple of them are starting. So I just think it's, you know, more minutes are going to be required for some guys, and, you know, I don't know if we can ask Chris or Andrea to do any more than they've done. I mean, 35 and 34 points last night, but we're just going to have to find ways to manufacture points from other players.
With Turkoglu, it surprises me to find out that he could be in the lineup, not tonight, but in the very near future. I mean, a broken orbital bone can be very problematic, not just with the actual bone itself, but with the eye itself. It can drop a little bit. Surgery can be involved and things like that. You know, I don't want to be alarmist or anything, but I guess, you know, there are differing degrees of that kind of an injury. So, and right, especially in the NBA with elbows flying around in the key and things like that, he can definitely get back in the lineup in the next couple of games.
We're certainly hoping so. I mean, he made the trip with us to Indiana, and he was fitted with a special mask the night that we got there. Yesterday they adjusted it, and they're just trying to find a place where the pressure from the mask sitting on his face doesn't involve any more pain to that orbital area. I think that, you know, he's like, I'm not going to wear this mask, and I think the doctors are saying, then you can't play, and So now it's a little bit of a debate. But the one advantage we have is that we've got the All-Star break coming up, and if we can find a way to have this mask fit where it's not going to hinder him at all, and you know, we'll be able to get him out there, and our goal is to have that happen on Sunday.
Now, Jay, you've done many things, right? You were a broadcaster, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so it was kind of interesting. Hidu Turkoglu, I don't know, did you ever get thrown down to like Jack Armstrong was and say, okay, Jay, go? And they always tell you to be short, which Hidu was very good that way, because I always find you don't have enough time. So can you interpret, and I think he did a little bit more later on, but just why just ball and went on from there? Like, what exactly was his point, or maybe are we missing his point?
Yeah, you know, well, he's got the complete command of the English language now that came up. It would have been better had he used it in a sentence, but no. I mean, I think, you know, he had just had a game where we want to see that type of energy all the time. I mean, he took the ball to the basket, he rebounded the basketball, 11 rebounds, and I guess the ball was in his hands a lot more.
You should come as his interpreter next time. You know, bring Jay Triano in the ball, and then explain that.
I did live in Turkey for a year, but you know.
But he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's cool. Like, that's just him. I'm not, like, being a smart Alex, just saying, so he had a good game, and I'm, you know, just sort of, well, like, he's happy to get involved, and it wasn't like a statement against somebody.
I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, somebody once said about the NBA, every player wants to play 48 minutes. Every player wants to touch the ball every single time down the floor. And every player wants to be the focal point of your offense. And you know, that's part of this job, is managing all those guys, not whether it's Hito or not. And I think, you know, we've been on a little bit of a run lately, and I think we're figuring out how to distribute the basketball to the right people for the majority of times. And we just got to keep building on that, and guys will start to understand and get their roles and figure out where they fit into it.
Jay, have opponents shifted their strategies at all against the Raptors as this season has gone on? In particular, I'm wondering about, you know, and if they've done it, it hasn't been effective anyway, against Chris Bosh. But, I mean, he's always been a statement player for the Raptors for the last few years. But this year in particular, we see him scaling new heights. And I wonder what you see NBA teams trying to do on a regular basis to fruitlessly so far shut him down.
Well, I think the one advantage Chris Bosh has is that he's got a teammate, a lot of good teammates who do a lot of things. You know, Hito, for one, who gives him the basketball, Jose and Jared, who have ways to find him. But Andrea Bargnani stretches another big away from the basket, and teams have had a real difficult time guarding Chris in a one-on-one situation. You know, the other big is a 7-footer who can play out at the 3-point line, so you have to take that, drag somebody away, and that usually leaves Chris in a mismatch. If they go small on Chris, he can go down and pound them inside. If they put a bigger guy on him, then he can go outside. I just think his diversity has made it very difficult for teams to stop him. We have seen different teams try to trap him on the catch when he catches it. They have tried to trap him when he puts the ball on the floor. They've tried to crowd him and make him uncomfortable. And I think everybody mostly wants him to settle for jump shots. But Chris has evolved his game to whereas a year ago he was getting beat up at this time of the season, and he would just kind of catch it and shoot the ball. And if he made it, we were good, and if he didn't, we were bad. Well, this year he's much stronger, he's in better shape, and he'll take the ball to the basket if he's not making his jump shot, and I think that's what's put teams in a very, very difficult position.
Well, I'll tell you, Jay, I'm looking forward to third row courtside tonight. I've got the fan seat, so I always enjoy that. And you know what I'm going to do when I sit down?
You're going to come over and say hello.
No, beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just what? You're going to let me coach a little bit?
Maybe tonight. Tonight you can give me some advice.
Ever since the Indiana thing, they kind of clumped it down there, or the Detroit Indiana thing. But anyway, yeah. it's always fun. So looking forward to that. And yeah, you don't need advice of late. But when you start losing, we'll it'll be plentiful. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, here's the other thing I can guarantee, Jay, is you look when you look across the Seaguard, like after the Raptors score like their 10th or 11th point of the game, he will stand up and start yelling pizza, all right? And it'll probably go for the rest of the game.
Hey, do the guys keep their comp tickets when they get pizza too? Are guys looking for it for that free slice the next day? I always wonder.
I don't know. I don't know. It makes me laugh sometimes that people will pay $200 for a ticket to come to a game and be more concerned about the $2 pizza at the end of it.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's a great promotion because last year my guy was 5, and when we cashed it in, he wondered where the Raptors would sit in the pizza when we got there. I had to tell him that they actually didn't come by. But anyway.
Sorry to interrupt, Gordon. You know what I heard Eric Smith and Paul Jones talking about at one point? And they were half serious about it, wondering if that wasn't the wrong way to go, if maybe they should give away pizza if the Raps hold a team under 90 points or 87 points or something like that. Do you think that would be a good idea?
No. I think the style of play, you know, we're the number one scoring team in the Eastern Conference, and I think that that's the style that we've envisioned. Do we have to get better defensively? Yes, but we don't want to take away from the run. You know, we're not even running that much, but with the free-flowing offense that we have where we're putting up you know, big numbers, even in losses.
When I ran the Leafs, we held the team to under 8 goals. It was pizza. Yeah, standards have changed.
Only gave away pizza once
that
season.
That's right.
Good luck tonight, Jay.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Jay Triano, head coach of the Raptors. They'll take on the Nets at the ACC tonight, and you'll hear it on The Fan.